This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission is called to order. It is Tuesday, May 29th, 2018 at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. We are in the State Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota in room 413. This is Commissioner Feagin, and joining me today is Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Nelson. First item on the agenda, approval of the minutes from the commission meeting held on May 15, 2018, and the ad hoc commission meeting held on May 21st, 2018. Is there a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye. Motion carries. That takes us to consumer reports. Ms. Gregg.
Thank you, Madam Chair Feagin. The commission received a total of 54 contacts since the last report was prepared for the May 15th, 2018 commission meeting. Six of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 19 contacts related to electric service, three contacts related to natural gas service, five contacts related to wireless service, nine contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, and 11 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We also had one contact that was related to one call. We still have the two open complaints from 2014, and 522 of 543 complaints received in 2018 have been resolved.
Thank you. Are there questions? Just mark Memorial Day weekend. And that it was hot and everybody's air conditioning was on when they have questions about their bill in about a month.
I will do so. Thank you.
We will go to natural gas first and then any discussion that the commission may have. NG18-008, in the matter of the filing of Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of a contract with deviations with Valley Queen Cheese Factory, Inc. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve Northwestern's energy contract with deviations with Valley Queen Cheese Factory, Inc., and the associated tariff revisions with an effective date of June 1st, 2018. Northwestern.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern, and Valley Queen Cheese Mill Bank is expanding its business and requires additional natural gas capacity. In order to provide this capacity, Northwestern must install an additional 6-inch pipeline. Northwestern and the customer have agreed to minimum volume requirements in order to provide for the recovery of the cost of the pipeline. In this contract with deviation filing, we are requesting approval to utilize an annual review of gas volumes as opposed to the one-time, three-year review that is found in Northwestern's tariff. This agreement and deviation from tariff ensures the required volumes will be used by the customer during the term of the agreement. We ask for your approval and are available for questions.
Thank you. There's no one online, and I don't see anyone in the audience with Valley Queen Cheese, so we'll go with staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pat Stephenson from staff. Staff has reviewed the filing. Northwestern has responded to all of our data requests. They've demonstrated that they've adequately protected the legacy customers, and staff would recommend approving the contract of deviations and the associated tariff filing with an effective date of June 1st of 18. Thank you.
Questions of the commission. Commissioner Nelson.
Jeff, the 6-inch line, does that come from the city gate, or where is that coming from?
That's a good question. I'm not positive. I've got the map here, too, but I'm not positive if we're from city gate or from further back than that.
Mr. Decker, Commissioner Nelson is currently looking at a map. But one thing I just want to make a comment is that always nice to see Valley Queen Cheese expanding and economic development happening in our state. So as he continues to look at the map, we'll be at ease.
Yeah, I don't think we can make any more heads or tails out of it than you could, Jeff. So, and it's not relevant to my vote today, but I was just curious how much was being done there. Thank you.
Other commission questions? See none. Is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Madam Chair, in docket NG18-008, I move that the Commission approve Northwestern Energy's contract with deviations with Valley Queen Cheese Factory Incorporated and the associated tariff revisions with an effective date of June 1st, 2018.
Comments on the motion?
I would just add to what you said and support. I'll parrot what you said. How's that? I'm excited to see development of this nature in the throughout South Dakota, and this is looks like a good creative way to provide the opportunity for the funding and to provide for expansion in that community. Thank you.
Other comments on the motion? See none. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to Natural Gas 18-009 in the matter of the filing of Mid-American Energy Company for approval of its 2017 economic development activities and 2018 proposed budget. The question before the Commission is, shall the Commission approve Mid-American Energy Company's 2017 economic development activities and 2018 proposed budget? Mid-American Energy.
Thank you, Chair Feagin. This is Ben Clark on behalf of Mid-American Energy Company from our Des Moines, Iowa offices. Also with me on the phone is Sam Wagner from our Sioux City offices. We, again, move for approval of Mid-American Energy Company's 2017 Economic Development Report and 2018 Proposed Budget. And Mr. Wagner will be available for any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Joe Rizek with staff. Staff has reviewed the filing, and the company has responded to all of staff's data requests. Staff feels that Mid-American's economic development activities and budget are appropriate, and thus staff recommends approval.
Thank you. A quick question about page 6 on your business attraction incentive. It looks like you're doing like boosts. Can you tell me where those are at? It's $16,500, and that's what the budget was last year and the budget again this year.
Yes. We are doing, we've allocated some funds to I'm actually pulling up my budget right here so I can talk a little bit more intelligently about it.
Sure, no problem. It's the business attraction incentive for $16,500.
That's right. Yeah, so we have, we've been sponsoring the GoED conference the last couple of years. And so we do have some funds in this next year's budget for that. And something new, I believe last year that we started with that we were going to continue to do next year.
I'm sorry, just wait 1 second. I'm sorry. You're breaking up. So I don't know if you're on a cell phone or just moving away from the mic. So just stay close to your mic.
Okay. Can you hear me right now?
Correct. We can.
Okay, good. All right, so we have put sponsorship dollars into the GoED conference over the last couple of years, and then also starting last year and then going on into this next year, we've put sponsorship dollars into the Giant Vision competition. That's the sort of entrepreneurial business plan competition that's done in conjunction with the GoED conference. So those are a couple of expenditures that that are new, I think, this last couple of years, especially with the Governor's Golf Classic, not doing that anymore. We're doing the we rotated those dollars over to the Giant Vision. So that's a big reason why some of those dollars look the same is that we have some ongoing sponsorships that have been carrying over from year to year.
I would have to relook at everything, but I thought I saw GOED in a different line item, but I would have to go through again your 30 or 40 pages to figure that out.
Sure. In the budget that I'm looking at here, I have under business attraction and sponsorships, I do have the GOED conference as well as the 2017 Giant Vision sponsorship, and that would be the same for 2018 as well.
So the economic assistance programs, GOED programs, so there's a difference between the programs, I assume, then, and the conference?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Other questions of commissioners? It appears that you go ahead, Commissioner Nelson.
I'm curious about, it looks like in kind of your listing of the economic activity in the southeastern part of the state, there was some discussion about development in the Napa Junction area. Are you folks, Mid-American, planning to assist in that development by running natural gas out there to help those folks?
Sure, sure. That is an ongoing discussion with the folks in Yankton, with Yankton Area Progressive Growth and the local entities out there, as well as existing industries. So we would take a look at doing that on a per-project basis, and some of those discussions are ongoing.
Well, delve a little deeper. What do you mean by discussions are ongoing? Go a little deeper.
Sure. And and I have to preface this, of course, by saying that there, there are some of this material is, there's only so much that we can discuss because of confidentiality agreements that we have in place, for some of the projects. But there's at least one major industrial project that is evaluating a potential site out at the Napa Valley, Napa Junction site. And so we are in contact with that industry as well as our local partners in Yankton as part of that project development. There's not a whole lot more, I'm afraid. I can't talk about the specific industries and I can't talk about the identity of the company at this time because of confidentiality agreements.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. I just wanted to, for you all to understand, I found just a little bit of irony in your report where you're talking about all of the great things happening at Napa Junction, but yet you folks haven't found fit to actually serve out there yet. And so at whatever point you can do a deal to actually serve out there, then I think you can just blow that up in your report and it'll look great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hansen.
Thank you. Piggybacking on Commissioner Nelson's comments, I can always count on him to ask the questions that I'm interested in. Do you know who provides the power to Napa Junction Dakota Plains Ag Plant? What energy source do they have? Do you know?
That
just curious.
It's the local power co-op out there, and I'm afraid that the name is escaping me off the top of my head, but it's the local power co-op that's out there.
Okay, thank you. I know Mid-American is working to reduce the costs of staff in relationship to the program. I'm wondering when approximately will Mid-American reach the 50% goal? Do you have an idea?
I'm looking at some notes here.
Do you have a date certain, or do you have a date estimate on what year you might get there?
As Mr. Wagner is looking, I can just jump in and note that if he doesn't have the information in front of him now, we're happy to go back and get that information and provide it, at a later date, if the commission deems it necessary.
Have
you been able to find that, or?
Mr. Wagner, I wouldn't defer this just on that basis. I'm just curious, so if you could provide that, that would be great, but doesn't have to be.
Okay. I would be happy to provide, what our current percentage is, and then our projections, of course, for when that would when we would hit that 50% mark. So,
thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Just one more quick question. In March, there was a feasibility study that I think came back on the Napa Junction. Is that available to the public? Or can we see that?
A feasibility study. There was. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Mayor Vegan, are you referencing page 27 of the report at the bottom, where it notes that YAPG received the completed feasibility study?
Probably. I wrote notes on my sheet. And it's page 27, 28, 29, somewhere around there.
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. So it says YAPG financed 2 feasibility studies with independent consultants. YAPG, I believe, spearheaded both of those feasibility studies. And I would imagine that viewing or distributing that information would be the purview of YAPG.
Okay, so they did not share that with you, correct?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Other commission questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
In NG 18-009, I move that the commission approve Mid-America Energy Company's 2017 Economic Development Activities and 2018 proposed budget.
Comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. Are there other items of discussion that should come before the commission today? Otherwise, announcements. We have a public input hearing on docket EL 18-019 in the matter of the Crown Ridge Wind 2 LLC for a facility permit to construct a 235 kV transmission line. That will be in Waverly at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. Also, Mark is having a conference in Kansas City, June 3rd through the 6th, and commissioners and staff, there will be some attending that. There is ad hoc commission meeting on EL 17-055 on Friday, June 8th, 2018 at 9 a.m. Central Time in Room 413 in Pierce, South Dakota, the state capitol. Our next regular meetings are June 12th, June 26th, and July 10th. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
No.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries.